We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. If you head out of town for the holidays, be prepared to stay home when you get back. That is the message from Mayor de Blasio as infection rates rise across the country and in Europe.
The mayor is concerned about a second wave. He says the city is fighting back, reducing the red zones and areas of concern. But as people make plans for their celebrations...
I hate to say it, but I have to urge all New Yorkers, do not travel out of state for the holidays.
He reminds New Yorkers that if they must go, they'll need to quarantine when they return. He thinks there's a way for the federal government to help. Require a test before air travel.
A simple, common sense standard. You have to have proof of a negative result to get on an airplane.
His honor is curtailing his own travel plans for the holidays. He says hopefully this is the only time we'll all have to do that. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
New COVID measures are being taken ahead of the holiday season at New York's state colleges.
Every SUNY student who attends in-person classes on campus must be tested for COVID-19 before they will be allowed to return home for the Thanksgiving holiday. At SUNY Purchase in Westchester, Dean Pat Bice says if they test positive, they must quarantine.
And they'd quarantine on campus and would have to have approval from the Department of Health and cleared to be able to leave.
Heather, who is a student from Georgia, is okay with that.
I'm going home to see my family, and I'm really concerned about infecting them. And if I know that I'm negative upon returning home, I'll feel a lot more comfortable spending time with them for the holidays.
But a student from Albany wasn't happy. While he thinks it's a good idea in theory, in practice he's worried because he already has plans to go home and work for the holidays, and a positive test would ruin that plan. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Purchase.
The MTA is going to start testing transit workers for the virus at bus depots and subway yards across the city. The initiative marks the first time MTA workers will get widespread virus testing in their workplace. The announcement comes today from both the agency and TWU Local 100. A group of off-Broadway theaters and comedy clubs in the city is suing both Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio for the right to reopen. The Actors Temple Theater is among them, and Actors Temple President Carol Ostro tells 1010 Winds, really comes down to the math.
The Broadway show needs at least 80% capacity in order to just pay their bills. And you don't put on a Broadway show just to pay bills. You want to make a profit for your investors. So Off-Broadway has, and always has, a better opportunity to survive in the world of show business because their costs are low.
She says they can do it safely with precautions in place. The others taking part in the lawsuit include the Theater Center, the Players Theater, Soho Playhouse, the Gene Frankel Theater, the Triad, Broadway Comedy Club, and New York Comedy Club. With the pandemic pretty much canceling months of blood drive events, New York City hospitals are putting out the call now for donations. New York Blood Center's Senior Executive Director, Andrea Seffarelli, spoke to 1010 Winds.
Pre-COVID, we ran blood drives all over the community. We went to high schools and colleges, and 75,000 blood donations came from young student donors each year. And this fall, and we anticipate for the spring, the majority of these young kids are not able to donate because the blood drives are not happening at their schools or colleges.
Well, you can get information on where to give blood at donate.nybc.org. The NYPD says it's ready for Election Day. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says there will be a large contingent of officers on duty and on standby, but there have been no credible threats. The Wall Street Journal had reported that the NYPD was advising businesses in Midtown to take additional security measures in preparation for the possibility of large-scale demonstrations. Well, speaking live this morning on 1010 Winds, our Bridget Quinn asked the commissioner about that.
Well, I think they see what's happened really across the country for the last 6 months or so. You know, we hope that that's a precaution that they're taking that's not needed, quite frankly. You know, in a week from today, we're going to have the election. We have strong plans in place by the executive staff. The men and women of the police department are ready, willing, and able to be out there to protect all New Yorkers.
The concern comes after stores were damaged by looting during the summer during the protesting over the police killing of George Floyd. President Trump is supporting the NYPD officer who was suspended for blasting Trump 2020 over his patrol car's loudspeaker. In a tweet, the president thanked his supporters and called for the officer to be put back to work. The department says it suspended the cop because police must remain apolitical.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.